City streets in San Francisco are mostly empty these days, residents sheltering at home, many, as in other cities, living through their second public health crisis. And one group is trying to use lessons learned from the AIDS epidemic to help people stay connected today. From member station KQED, Michelle Pitcher reports.
It was 1985 in San Francisco. Richard Goldman was working as a physician's assistant. He'd moved to the city about 10 years earlier and had met people through his job who were living with HIV and AIDS. Then he got his own diagnosis. He was HIV positive.
I never expected to actually live this long.
Today, Goldman is 71 years old. He lives alone in the middle of the city. He says sheltering in place is incredibly isolating. And on top of that, he can't help but revisit the fear he felt decades ago.
It was terrifying for many, many years during the early AIDS years. And I think those of us who went through it, either as survivors or as caregivers or family and friends, have a fair amount of PTSD from those years. And a lot of that has resurfaced during this COVID pandemic.
HIV attacks the immune system. So does COVID-19. And people with HIV or AIDS are some of the most at risk during the pandemic. They're forced to cut all interactions with the outside world, and all this isolation can have an effect on their physical health. When Goldman was diagnosed with full-blown AIDS in 1990, he knew he didn't want to be alone. He reached out to the Shanti Project, a San Francisco nonprofit that pairs chronically ill patients with companions. The goal is to make sure that no one is socially isolated during a difficult time.
So during those weeks, I was supported 100% on the telephone by one of the volunteer staff. I know how powerful a phone call can be and how important it is to receive them and also to make them.
We know that more people are living by themselves than at any other point in American history.
Kaushik Roy is the executive director of the Shanti Project. The group raises funds through government contracts and donations and uses that money to keep its more than 1,000 HIV-positive clients from being truly alone.
For so many of Shanti's clients, their social network, if you will, are nurses and social workers and doctors, basically people who are just telling them what to do. And oftentimes Shanti, as a volunteer or staff member, is the one person who shows up just to be and validate and recognize that person's humanity beyond their disease or illness.
Chip Sipanich is almost 60 years old. He has a compromised immune system and a pulmonary issue. He's one of Shanti's clients. He's also living alone.
I am a social person. My home is always my sanctuary, but it has become a prison.
Chip says he lost a lot of friends to AIDS. He says the current situation gives him a funny feeling in his stomach. The fear, the stigma, the prejudice, it all reminds him of a different time.
Stigma in an epidemic situation is something I know all too well. We need to learn to take care of one another.
Sipanich says the most important thing is to stick together, especially in a time when we're all forced apart. For Here and Now, I'm Michelle Pitcher in San Francisco.